Hello, Gary Brooker, there in Malmo, Sweden.
Here we are. Broke alarm. We came over here last night. We're playing in Malmo tonight, which is in southern Sweden, near Copenhagen. And then tomorrow night we're up in Gothenburg, then over to Stockholm, and then we're on to Helsinki in Finland.
Gary, let's start at the very start. Now, you were born in Hackney, East London.
Yeah, I was born in Hackney. Perhaps a lot of places have got bombed in the war. But I was also born by caesarean, so maybe that was the nearest place to Enfield, where we actually live, where Mum and Dad lived. So I ended up being a real Cockney, born within the sound of Bow Bells.
When did you move out to Southend?
I think when I was 9. My father played Hawaiian guitar, and he was with a band called Felix Mendelssohn's Hawaiian Serenaders, but Felix died, and the band fell apart. Meanwhile, my father was running the orchestra or the band at the Palace Hotel in Southend-on-Sea. They didn't ask me if I wanted to move there. I might have when I was 9. I just got moved with everybody else. But it was a good place to grow up.
Did he have designs on you following in his footsteps?
Unfortunately, my father died suddenly when I was 11, and I don't think we ever discussed it. But I used to play piano. I had piano lessons, and I played with him on stage at certain times of the year, Christmas time and that. We did duets. 9 or 10 was a bit early to think about what you're going to be. I thought I was going to be a spaceman, an astronaut, or a cricketer.
Can you come and play for the Australians, please? Because we're not doing too well.
Might do well. Might end up captain.
But look, we're going through a transition. Oh. It's a transition process, Gary.
Yes, I thought, is that what you call it?
Gary, would you say that seeing your father being a musician that sort of persuaded you to joining him in a show, like you said, or to pick up an instrument, because you said you started quite young?
I grew up with that kind of thing going on. I used to go and see the Hawaiian Serenaders playing, but of course I grew up with Hawaiian music, which was rather odd.
Did you pick up a ukulele?
Oh, yeah, I picked up ukulele, and then when skiffle started in England when I was 12 or something, I played the banjo and the guitar in those skiffle bands. One day, somebody at school found out that I played the piano. They asked me to join the band and play the piano. I thought I was a banjo or a guitarist. So I ended up playing the piano in what was then an early rock band. They couldn't work out the chords, and I could, so I had a real job telling everybody when it was a B or an A or anything else.
Could you read music as well?
Well, I mean, when you learn piano with a teacher, you're learning to read music. But I never really took to reading music. I liked playing. In the end, I found a teacher. It was after my dad had passed away. He realised in the first couple of months that I did not enjoy reading. Didn't go away and learn it and come back and be able to play it next week. And in the end, he said, "You're not really enjoying this, are you, son?" I said, "Well, no, I'd like to play a bit of Boogie Woogie or a Ray Charles song or something." And so he very kindly wrote those out for me so that I started playing something that I really enjoyed. Good way of teaching.
Gary, the first band I've got, Johnny Short and the Coasters. This wasn't this band, was it?
No, this band I was just talking about at school was called The Electrics. And then I joined up with Johnny Short. He was a marvellous guitarist. He had a friend that played rhythm guitar, and I played the piano. We didn't have a drums or bass, but we used to do a lot of gigs in sort of yacht clubs and places. It was all learning, really.
Was this professional?
Oh, no, I was only 14 or something. Play Friday night, Saturday night, that sort of thing.
Was there any thoughts of being a professional?
This was all still going on while we were at school. In fact, with Johnny Short and the Coasters, we took part in a band contest where all the Southend-on-Sea bands and a lot of music going on, a lot of venues to play at. We all took part in this contest, and I think the Coasters came either first or second. The public voted. But on that, there was Robin Trower and Chris Copping, and they had a band called the Raiders, and there was another group called the Outlaws, but somehow the drummer from the Outlaws, Robin Trower on guitar and Chris Copping on bass, and they poached me from the Coasters. And they said, "Oh, can you play with us next Saturday?" I said, "Yeah, of course." So I did, and then they asked me if I could play with them the next Saturday, and I did, but I said, "I'd better check with Johnny Short, make sure, you know, we haven't got something on." They said, "It's all right, we've spoken to him, then you're free." I said, "All right, all right." Actually, next time I tried to contact Johnny Short, he wouldn't talk to me because Robin Trower had not asked Johnny Short if I was free. We got named by the man that ran the dance hall where the contest was. We got named the Paramounts.
At 8.3 Southern FM, it's Nick Black, it's Purple Haze. You never had it so good, the Lollipop Train. That was sung by Gary Brooker. The name of the band was The Paramounts, and that was written by P.F. Sloan, a former guest on 88.3 Southern FM's Purple Haze. You can hear PF Sloan up there on one of our podcasts on the Purple Haze Archive. There's a lot more fabulous shows there on the Purple Haze Archive. Go to www.southernfm.com.au. That's where we stream, and that is our website, purplehaze@southernfm.com.au, if you want to give us an email. Our very special guest of this evening is Gary Brooker. Of course, Gary Brooker, best known not for the Paramounts, but for being a member of the Procol Harum. He was keyboard and vocalist. Next up, we're going to play another Paramounts track, one of my favourite Paramounts tracks. It's called Blue Ribbons. But first, a commercial, and then we'll go to Gary Brooker after Blue Ribbons. It's 88.3 Southern FM. It's Nick Black. It's Purple Haze.
Avoid the long queues of regular banks and come and speak to the friendly faces at Bendigo Bank. Hi. Is a proud sponsor of 88.3 Southern FM.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
The Paramounts, you did quite well, because I see that you got signed to Parlophone.